Run the track!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no!
Yeah, welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Yay.
I always have to look and see what's happened since the last time we recorded.
Yes.
See what's gone on with our lives.
I know, but now we're going to start recording more.
Yes, we are.
So.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Good Lord. It's been a while.
I know. I wanted to do a Halloween episode, but then I realized Halloween was a month ago.
Yeah.
I was like, I could talk. We went to the Queen Mary for Halloween. But I'm like, oh, that's super dated.
Yeah, that is. That's very old. Everyone's like, haunted house, shut up.
Yeah. So this is our Thanksgiving episode. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yay. Right? Happy Thanksgiving.
That works.
Yep.
That's timely.
Yep.
It was so weird. I was in the Midwest last week and it was like winter there.
Yeah, I know.
It's so strange.
Yeah.
Living in LA and traveling to anywhere else in the country and then coming back. It's like this weird like time hop.
But this is abnormal. It should not be
There's
80
one
some
cloud.
Odd fucking degrees
oh,
outside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, yes. That's weird. That's weird even for here.
It's very strange. Because I flew in from Erie, Pennsylvania, where it was snowing.
Right.
And I came here.
As well it should be.
Right. It's damn near Thanksgiving.
That's right.
And I get off the plane wearing what I wore to Erie, Pennsylvania in Burbank. And I'm like, good God.
You flew to Burbank.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
So nice.
So good.
Bro.
That's
LAX
so good.
Is, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always try to fly Burbank as much as possible.
It's like as close as you can get to flying like a private jet. Like you have your basically the whole airport to yourself. You walk right in the door. The gate's right there. The plane's right there. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Exactly.
We had an airport like that in Rockford, Illinois that uh-huh. we like to fly out to go to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no the terminal is you walk outside and you climb a ladder
yeah.
through
right.
the ass of the plane.
Yep.
Right. Through the back of
yeah.
the plane.
Right.
It was the best.
Like it's yeah. Air Force One.
Yeah. Burbank boards from front and back.
Yeah.
And so which is super nice. But the only problem with Burbank and this is just because of my fear of flying and is the runway is like so it's like a
short.
like a little tiny strip.
Right.
And so when you come in, like you slam on the brakes and it's like,
right.
woo, you gripping the seat.
Right.
There was a girl next to me the entire flight when we hit turbulence. She would go, wee. And I've never been angrier at a 7-year-old in my entire life. I was like looking at the mom like, will you shut this kid up?
Right. Tell her no.
I'm gripping the seat as we're jumping up and down. And she's going, wee. Which sounded so much like pussy. Like she was just
right.
making fun of
mocking
me.
Mocking you.
Yeah.
Relentlessly. And I love that it didn't like fill you with joy
nope.
and show you that there was nothing to be scared of. It just made you mad
right.
that this child wasn't filled with more fear.
Right. You'll see one day. You'll learn.
Fun.
But yeah, so we're going to start get back and being a little bit more consistent with these episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
I've been getting complaints from people. Like people understand, but I like.
But also.
But yeah, if you're like, yeah,
right.
come on.
Right.
I was in Omaha, Nebraska, and your fans were out there.
Aww.
They're asking about the kids, and it's so funny when you meet people who know, like what's going on with you and your life. Like, you
right.
know, I'm sitting there after the show. And the fans come up, and they're like, how are the little kittens that you guys are fostering? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
My husband talked to someone that had that hangs out at a comedy club that we all know.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, I'm friends with some of the comics and stuff. And he's like, well, like, what comics are you friends with? He was all excited that
yeah.
my husband was friends with comics. He's like, well... you know, Justin, have you ever heard of Justin Foster? And he's like, you're friends with Justin Foster?
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
He was excited.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well.
He was very excited that
we knew you. Your boy got a fan.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So yes, it's, we're the week, Thanksgiving is next week.
Mm-hmm.
It's 98 degrees in Los Angeles.
Yep.
It's insane. Like, this is not normal, right?
No, it's definitely not.
I remember last year it was, like, cold, right, around this time?
Yeah, because it's fucking November.
Right. It's so weird to me. I don't understand it. Like, I was literally got off the plane. I was wearing a jacket, a hat. I don't think I had a scarf on, but I like maybe you know like something like that. I was dressed for like.
You had a scarf.
I was definitely wearing a scarf. Yeah. You're trying not to admit it in front of me, but you were wearing a scarf. I was wearing gloves. Fuzzy scarf.
Yeah. And then I get off here, I'm like, good God. The only way I know it's Christmas here is because people put up Christmas lights.
Yeah, and start driving like assholes. Yeah. More well, so than normal.
I'm part of that.
But the nights are still cold. They're freezing.
Yeah.
Dude, I have a snowboarding jacket that I've been.
You're rocking a snowboarding jacket?
I rocked a snowboarding jacket to work. I'm like, I'm not shivering in this.
I wear like a light hoodie at night here.
Yeah.
You think people drive more like assholes during the Christmas time?
Yeah, I do.
I think I drive like an asshole like most of the time.
And do you? You are definitely part of the problem.
I've just realized like I'm not a good driver. Yeah. Well, like my whole life I thought I was until I met my girlfriend and she was like, you're kind of a shitty driver. And then now I'm like, I think you're right.
But I think everybody thinks that everybody else is a shitty driver. I think we live in a world full of control issues and that everyone thinks whoever's car you're in, you think that person's a shitty
driver.
You're
not the
problem. If you drive with them enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I tell you what I did the other day?
Yes, please. Well,
so last episode, I told you guys I hit a parked car.
Right.
Right. The other day, I cut somebody off.
Uh-huh.
I cut the shit out of him. Like, just cut him right off.
Like, oopsies or, like, fuck this guy?
I don't know. I think I just wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
I just wasn't paying attention. And then, of course, the light turns red.
Right.
And he pulls up right next to me.
Right.
But, see, I had the windows down and I was blaring the Goo Goo Dolls. And the look of confusion on this guy's face.
He thought he was pulling up to some hard ass that he was gonna fight, and then it's fucking Goo Goo Dolls
like
playing.
The,
he's like,
the theme
mind.
Song to like Leaving Las Vegas, like right. I would give up forever to touch you,
right?
Like Goo Goo Dolls, like
right.
Just the look on his face, like he didn't know if, like to yell or to be like, did I just get cut off by a member of the Goo Goo Dolls?
Now was this just a song on the radio, or you actually?
No,
had
it was my playlist.
Motor?
I was bumping it, but like Christy has caught me so many times with my windows down, pulling up next to me, and just me listening to the most horrific shit.
It's terrible every time. It's terrible every time.
Oh my god!
I'll rock some John Mayer once in a while.
Yeah, it's so embarrassing. Did you ever do that thing where you have to like get stuck in traffic and like someone else has their windows down, so you have to like turn your radio down a little bit because you don't want to look like a complete idiot?
Well, just out of respect, you know.
Oh, no, I don't do that out of respect. I do it because I don't want to look like a moron.
Right? You want them to think you're cool.
Like,
still.
Is that Kesha? Like,
because it's always Kesha. It's not Goo Goo Dolls.
I've been doing a thing where like I listen to a song on repeat.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
I used to hate that. Yeah. That drives me nuts.
I find one today. It's Beck's Lost Cause.
That's a great song. One of my favorite Beck songs.
Over and over again.
Yeah. Yep.
I can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when you were young and you would get, well, you probably don't remember, like the tapes, you would get the singles and
right.
It would, like the hit song would be on one side and then like whatever would be
shitty
on the
shitty B-side.
Yeah, shitty B-side.
Right. You some would just, acoustic version that you just don't like.
Yeah, right?
Well, that must have been nice. Our pirating was I'd listen to Q101's Top 9 at 9 and I'd stay up. And I'll have the tape deck ready just wait for that one song, hit record.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
That would be my.
Yeah. And they would talk over like half of it.
Yeah. As always.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah. You would. You would tape your song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tape, make a mixtape.
Mixtape. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so funny. And now, like, I was in the car with a dude yesterday when we went to Bakersfield and he was playing Spotify and he had ads on it. I was like, bro, what are you doing?
Right.
He was like, I don't want to pay. I was like, $10 a month.
Right.
He was like, yeah, it's just data. I don't want to pay for zeros and ones. I go, it's unlimited music.
Right.
Unlimited.
Right. Right.
That's fine. I've had that at restaurants. You're sitting at a restaurant.
Bro,
that
and
then
is my, the ads.
Bro, ads can, like, are you guys kidding me?
Right. You can ask my girlfriend. That is my biggest pet peeve in the entire world is going to places. I just paid $13 for a chicken finger.
Right.
Turn off the ads.
Right. Turn them off.
I get so heated.
Yeah.
You're in there, you're like having a nice meal and the music's playing. And it's like, want to lose weight fast? I'm like, come on.
Right.
You can't.
You're a business.
Bro, my gym does that. I'm like,
does
I pay
it?
You $40 a month.
Right. Just me.
Just to use your jacuzzi.
Just right. Right. That's always half empty and smells like feet. You know what I mean? I
Gross.
Hate my gym so much, by the way. That's another tangent. I go in there. My fitness goal is to one day go into my gym and find two matching weights. That's all I want. It's always like 5 pound and 95 pound. That's the only two weights. I hate it. Christy, there was a guy the other day, and I was going to text you this, but I wanted to wait until you on the podcast.
Oh, great.
There was a guy who asked me, he's like, hey, man, can you help me with something really fast? I was like, of course. I thought he wanted me to like spot him.
Right.
He handed me his phone so I could take a video of him bench pressing.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Did he look good though?
Yeah. He looked great.
No, did he look good?
He looked great.
Oh, okay.
But come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
Get a tripod, bro.
No.
Right. Or don't.
Or don't.
Right. Right. How about don't tape yourself?
Right.
Bench pressing.
Could you imagine?
No.
My gym is horrific. I don't want to say which one it is because I don't want to, like, but it never closes.
And no offense, Justin.
Except in West Hollywood.
If I'm like some guy, if I'm the type of guy at the gym who needs to have my bench presses taped, I'm going to find another like gym guy.
Correct.
I'm not going to you.
Right.
I'm going to like the other guy wearing like, you know, the big leather
belt
thing.
Yes. You're going to find a guy who's going to appreciate your work.
Right.
I'm just standing there awkwardly holding the phone.
Right.
It was an iPhone and it matched mine, so I just started curling his and mine together. I'm like, oh, great, a pair.
Finally, matches.
Dude, it's horrific. I walked in the other day and there was a guy shaving his back in the bathroom.
Oh, gosh.
Bathroom etiquette in gyms is ridiculous.
It's disgusting.
I had a gym, another one that was open all the time in Chicago.
And, like every day of the week?
Every day of the week,
24/7. 24/7, interesting. Okay.
And then I got it. But I'm like, yeah, I'm going to work out. Yeah, right. I just was going into the sauna. That's all.
Yeah, right.
The reason I went in there. Guys would be drying their nasty, sweaty boxers. Like those compression boxers on the heater of the sauna.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was
the only time
I ever walked out and I walked right up to the manager. I've never, I'm not a complaining guy, but I'm like, this is fucking disgusting. You guys need to like stop.
Would they'll
this
drape their
right
underwear
away.
Over it to dry it? Yeah, yeah.
There That's are, ridiculous.
Ours is so
guys
bad that they
gross.
Had to put a sign there that says, don't come in with tennis shoes. Because people will go into the sauna
stretch.
With their shoes on, and it just smells like feet in there.
Yeah.
It's like the management has had to intervene. About
to
don't
let
wear
people
your
know to,
yeah, it's
gross.
Real bad. And I'm wondering, that's like, because we have a lot of listeners gross. Around the country, I'm wondering if other gyms are like this or this is like an LA thing. Because I've been out of town before, and I will say there's other gyms that are not to the degree that it is in Los Angeles
that are cleaner,
they're
like
cleaner,
more etiquette,
everything
you mean?
Matches.
Right.
You know, when my girlfriend and I went to Michigan, I went to like the Planet Fitness there,
right?
And they have like. They have like the no gym intimidation policy where you can't wear certain things. You can't look like a dude bro, basically.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And so it's very like, but here it's like a scene. Like people go to the gym to like.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was telling my girlfriend the other day, like I got a towel and it was just covered in like makeup. Like they hadn't washed it properly and it was just full makeup. And I was like, that's LA. Of course a girl's going to show up to a gym in
full makeup.
Right. Yeah.
Of
I have
course.
A theory about this.
What?
The reason why in the flyover states, everywhere else, the gyms are like spotless and clean. Because here, everyone goes to the gym.
Right.
Over there, they need to make it like a nice, like this is an experience.
Yeah,
like in Oklahoma, they're really trying to get people to go to the gym.
Right,
you know
what
I'm
that's why they're so
over
clean,
here, they're like, look, they're going to come.
No one in the Midwest
vague,
is going
come.
To the
gym.
Right. Yeah. The McDonald's is packed.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's very true, though, because most people who live in LA are here because they're pursuing entertainment, right? And everyone in entertainment needs to look a particular way.
Right.
So that makes perfect sense. Everyone's going to the gym because it's literally your job.
Right. Yes. To be attractive and fit. And,
yep.
And yeah. So yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're like, what are you doing? Not going to come? We know you.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
You know you're going to come.
We follow you on Instagram. We know you're going to
be here. We know you're going to be here. You need to be here. Yeah. Dude, just shaving his back. Dude taking Instagram videos of him lifting weights.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Lovely.
How are you? How's everything with you?
Good. Good. Twins just had their first birthday. It's been a celebration. Yep.
That's awesome.
It's been freaking-tastic.
What'd you guys do?
We went to Disney.
Ooh.
Yeah, we took them to Disneyland, and everyone said don't take them to Disneyland because they're too young and they won't like it and they won't last. They lasted all day long, and they friggin' loved it. They're obsessed with Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Awesome.
And so I got them, like 2 months ago, I got them like big-ass Mickey and Minnie dolls that they lost their minds over to like prep them.
Right.
And then so you go through like Mickey's house in the back of Toontown and then they bring you in this room and you walk up and Mickey's there and you can take pictures and they lost like all fucking self-control. They don't have any because they're one.
Of course.
But they lost their minds.
Aww.
And the woman kept yelling at us. She's like, can you not have them pull on the mouse's nose? No, I can't. They're 1 year old, and this guy knew what he was signing up for with this job, I'm sure.
So Mickey has a handler?
Yeah, Mickey has a handler.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Can they not pull on Mickey's nose? It's like, no, that's literally what he's there for. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, my kids weigh 17 pounds. They're not going to hurt them. Let them touch the friggin' mouse.
Right.
It's their dream.
Oh, that's great, though.
I know, but they had such a blast.
And you guys didn't get asbestos or anything for the...
I know.
Right?
Legionnaire's disease.
Legionnaire's disease, yeah. Ugh. It sounds like a Game of Thrones disease, doesn't it?
I know, dude. That's what everyone had on House.
What are you talking about?
All the time, it was Legionnaire's disease.
What are you guys talking about?
So Disneyland in Anaheim had to close because...
there was an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in like a water cooler. It's some airborne freaking something or other.
Yeah, like dirty water kind of gets stuck in pipes and drips down and then gets into the air or something like
that.
It's
like a bacterial thing? Or
yeah, people got super sick.
Yeah. It was mostly people who went there in September. We missed, like, we were 3 days after they cleaned whatever the hell was supposed to be cleaned or whatever. But I saw it and I just immediately freaked out until I started reading through to see what the dates and stuff were. Because
freaked out in a good way, like you were about to have their college paid for by Disney.
Shit.
Could you imagine that lawsuit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you know the mouse has money.
Because you know the mouse has money. Yeah. And I would have kept my receipts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Justin, what have you been up to?
I was in
crushing dreams.
I love that reference that nobody gets.
Right.
I was in jury duty. I got picked for jury duty. So the whole time that I think we were recording our podcast, I was in jury duty. Maybe I just started maybe a week after when I recorded my special. I had literally come straight from jury duty to record my album.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I thought I was going to get out of it. I thought being a comedian.
Right.
I did everything I could to get out of being picked for jury duty, and everything I did, they liked me more.
Right.
I would say something that would be like, oh, I'm going to alienate that side. And then the other side would like perk up a little bit, like, oh, okay. Right.
Right.
I think it was because like comedians, like we can see both sides of everything. Bro, they had me from day one.
Yeah.
From day
one. You were on that jury.
There was a pool of 325 people. I was in the first 12 to get selected for like, questioning and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I never left that for 3 days of jury selection. I never left. I watched people around me getting cut and dismissed, and I was there from the get-go. It was brutal. All these people that I was talking to like before we went in, right? Suddenly couldn't speak English as soon as we sat down.
Right.
It was like, oh no, no, I don't understand. I was like, I just had a conversation with you.
Right.
I was so angry.
I mean,
yeah, I would do the same thing.
Yeah,
100%. But I was so angry.
Yeah.
Everyone tells you, just tell them you're racist. That was the one, like...
How do you fit that into the line of questioning?
Right, yes.
What's your profession, racist?
Yeah. Just come in there, But like, that's also like something I don't want to yell out in a Los Angeles courthouse either.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm going to get dismissed, but, you know, I'm going to have to walk back to my car eventually.
Yep, in the middle of downtown LA.
Right.
So no, that's not what I'm going to
do. So I kept my mouth shut. I tried to be funny. And every time I was funny, I would get like a little laugh. Like, oh, I'm killing, man. They're going to let me go. And they did not.
No.
They did not. And I went to trial. I was in the jury box for 3.5 weeks on this like major lawsuit where they were suing this company for $18 million in a wrongful death suit. They had eaten a thing and gotten food poisoning, and someone had died, like an elderly woman had died, and they didn't have any receipts, they didn't have any proof. They had come out like after they had seen the lawsuit, like on the
right, so timeline was, didn't make
yeah,
sense.
And it was just so brutal because it just drug on and on, and because it was food related, Ivan, they had all these specialists from the FDA come in to talk to us about what's allowed in our food and what's not.
Jesus.
And me, as you guys know me, I'm sitting there watching grass.
So you're just ruined for life. Like you'll just never eat anything ever again.
There is a list of things I will never touch ever again.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay.
And like my big thing, and I've said this, I don't know if I said this on this podcast before, like I don't trust organic fruit. And everyone thinks I'm a weirdo, right? Then I go to trial and they're like, yeah, no, this is very dangerous. Here's why we can't have perfect organic fruit.
Right.
You know? And it does weird me out, though, like people that sell fruit and stuff on the side of the road. Like, I've always had a big problem with that.
Yeah, like the fruit stands it's where they have, like, a little ice cream cart
it's
and
weird
there's
to me.
Fruit. Yeah.
It's weird to me. Where it's just like a PlayStation box of, like, grapefruits. And they're
right.
just, yeah, it's strange to me.
Right.
Like, I need to know, like, I trust, like, labels.
Right.
Like, I need to know where it comes from.
I like my shit processed.
Correct.
And packaged.
Yes.
Okay.
We were in Michigan, and it's a big thing. It's like fresh washed cherries on the side of the road. They just you can stop and get a thing.
They're so good.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
They're so blueberries too in Michigan.
No, nah, I can't do it. There was one we stopped one time. My girlfriend and her family wanted to get fresh washed cherries, and it was in front of this house. It was the most disgusting house I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
I was like, where are you washing those cherries at?
Right in that yucky ass house.
In the bathtub.
Right.
You don't have shoes on. Like where? You know what I mean? Like right. I don't trust it.
Would you pick the fruit? We used to go pick blueberries.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you pick apples.
Yeah.
Wash it. Yeah. We'll go apple picking, but I'll wash them like really, really good. Right. Really, really
right.
good. And I've seen if it's straight from a tree, maybe. But like this thing in like LA when people want to bring you fruit from their garden and stuff, like I'm like, nah.
Nah.
How about
like
this?
That?
Working at a bar that serves food now, I used to be very picky about what I ate. Now I'm just like, oh, nothing matters. Because
right.
I see how it's put together, who's touching it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the sanitation, you think you're at a restaurant that's like at a certain level.
Right.
And then once you work at a restaurant that's like a nice restaurant, you're like, nah, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
I started drinking tap water now.
Really? Because
I realized that every...
tap water?
I used to never drink tap water.
No, I don't either.
Never. Now I'm just like, oh, okay, so all the water at every restaurant I've ever had just came right out of the faucet.
100%.
And I'm like, and I'm fine. So,
oh, yeah, I guess
like
it does. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about
yeah.
that. Yeah.
You get water at a restaurant, it is right out of the tap, and it's fine.
Yeah. This trial was crazy, though, man, because I couldn't talk about it, which sucked. That's
right.
All I wanted to do was talk about
it. Of course.
I couldn't talk about it for 3 weeks. And then you go there, and then it really made me want to be a lawyer, man.
Yeah. You're a little late in the game.
I know.
I hate to break it to you.
I know. That was my thing. I like actually came home after the first day of trial and I looked up like how much it would cost to go to law school. Because I was like, I can lie. I can argue.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I've been exaggerating for free for 30-something years.
Yeah.
These guys were the best, man. They were the best of the best. Right? Because one of them was a major corporation, so they had all these like big-time lawyers. And the other people were like, you know, food poisoning expert lawyers. So I was just like watching them. I was like, man, that looks so much fun.
Yeah.
Like watching people like them having make people squirm and stuff.
Right.
Oh, dude. And everyone was so miserable that they had to be there. And I was just like, because I don't do anything during the day. So I was like really enjoying it. So the lawyers were just kind of like play to me because my facial expressions. You know what I mean?
Right.
At one point, like they were like one guy said something. He goes, objection, Your Honor. And then the judge was like, I'll allow it. And I was like, yes. Like, yeah, allow that shit. It's like my own little like Law and Order all day for a couple of weeks.
You were watching TV.
Yeah, I was like, yes.
Do you have to go to law? Can you just pass the bar?
No, you got to go to law school. It's in depth. Yeah, you got to get a college, then you got to go to law school, then you got to pass the bar. You can't just like walk in and just take the bar.
What? Well,
I guess you could, but you got to be knowledgeable about stuff.
I don't think that is true. That you could.
No, well, yeah, I mean, like, theoretically, if you could.
Right.
But you couldn't because of, yeah.
Right. I'm pretty sure you need degrees.
You just need a library card.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of time.
Dude, it was so much fun. The only thing that sucked, though, was after the trial, after the verdict, like, you get to stand in the hallway and, like, talk to the lawyers from, like, both sides.
Yeah.
And one was, like, super happy, right? And then the other one was, like, it's like talking to, like, the team after they, like, lose the match. You know what I mean? Because they're like, what happened back there? You know what I mean? And you had to like look them in the eye and stuff. I was like, ooh. And me being a people pleaser, I'm like, no, you did a great job. It wasn't you. You know, it's like consoling a comedian after a really bad show. Oh, it's just the crowd, man. You know, you were funny.
It's just the crowd.
It was brutal.
It's a bad room, yeah.
It was brutal.
I was getting sued one time and we had a deposition. I went through two different depositions. And what blew me away is how friendly and just like, you know, just friendly, the two sides, lawyers, they all knew each other by the first name basis, be like, oh, how's your daughter, whatever. And then as soon as the deposition started, all of a sudden it's like hardball answers, objecting, just being like really angry at each other.
Yeah.
And then it's over, be like, all right, let's go grab some Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing here. Like they were like laughing and joking and then that started, they were like cutthroat. They were like brutal.
Yeah.
But like it made me realize like I'm not set for 9 to 5 work. Like for 3 weeks, like waking up at 6 a.m. and like being on the highway at 7 a.m. to get there by like 8:30. I was like, I can't do this. I would die.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, how many hours a day?
It was 9 to 5 every day. 9 to 5
every single day. For
3 weeks. For 3 weeks.
Five days a week.
Mm-hmm. At guess how much money?
$35 a day.
$15 a day.
Yeah. That's nice.
I know.
What about people who have a 9 to 5 job that can't go do stuff at night?
Right.
They're just getting $15 a day.
Right. Yeah. Like the people, like, I think a lot of like your companies pay for jury duty. There's a lot of jury duty pay with a lot of companies.
Oh, is there?
Stuff. Yeah. A lot of companies.
I would hope so.
But like, yeah, I would still have to go do shows at night and stuff and then wake up at like 6 a.m. and stuff. But, I was so glad for it to be over, man.
Yeah.
I was so glad. Yeah. Because at the end of it, like, your mind's made up. You already realize who you trust more or whatever. And then you have to write out the like last couple of days and just look at diagrams of, like, food.
And it's like, it's over, man.
Yeah.
It's over.
Right,
This trial's over.
we're done here.
Right.
Yeah.
Just put it away. I'm not interested.
Yeah. So there was a couple of days where I was like, I'm going to be a lawyer. Like, I like comedy and stuff, but I belong in, you know, like when you see something, you just like grab onto it and you become obsessed with it.
Right.
That was me for a couple
especially
of days.
Especially because for 3 weeks, that was like your only world, really,
was
that
it.
Courtroom. So you get kind of lost. Mm-hmm. You lose a little reality.
I thought they were my friends and stuff.
Right.
Like, I was like really like
we're going to know each other forever.
Yeah.
Realistically, you're going to, you know, be a DUI attorney or like, you know, traffic court or something.
Right.
It's not going to be like corporate,
of
you know,
course.
Lawsuits.
Right.
I'm going to be the guy in the suit that doesn't fit trying to like take some guy to court because of a child support custody. You know what
face
I mean?
On a bench or back of a bus.
Hire Justin Foster, the comedian lawyer. Yeah.
Yucky yucka.
Oh my God. I had to take the metro in to because just downtown Los Angeles at that time, like sometimes it just made sense to take the metro, and
that's
that is disgusting.
Yeah, it's not great.
It is not fun. Took an Uber once at a sex addict Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys take Uber?
Yeah, but I don't know that much information about my driver.
I feel that as soon as I sit down, they just start opening up to me.
Telling you things.
Every time I sit down.
Yeah.
This guy was telling me he was probably in his, I mean, upward of 60s.
Okay.
Was telling me about all the girlfriends that he has. Girlfriends in different parts of the country. He bangs a bunch of flight attendants. And when they come into town, like he goes, he's got one girlfriend who likes to make the sex in front of the Bellagio fountains.
Yeah, one star.
Real quick,
one star.
It was. I'm just sitting there, I'm like, what do you say? Like,
right.
I'm like, yeah, okay, you know.
Cool.
He's got one girlfriend in Tijuana that he drives to. You know, he'll drive up. She likes to make it the sex in the hotels where the furniture is made for like different sexual positions and stuff.
What?
I was like, bro, it's way too early for this.
Way too early in the morning.
Yeah.
And we have certainly not known each other long enough. I don't know what the appropriate time frame is, but I'm sure that it's not.
I
want
to know what accent
Uber
you're
ride.
Trying to do.
Yeah, I'm not really good at accents. We've already established
it could
that
be anything.
On the show.
It could be anything. The guy's probably French.
He was Vietnamese.
That is so strange.
Isn't that weird?
People do that with me too, though. Like they divulge.
Yeah.
They did it when I was bartending. Like, mm-hmm. I think that that's what made it so great for the life coaching.
Yeah.
Is that people just feel very comfortable telling me all about their shit.
Right. Which is why I would make a good lawyer, as they open up to me.
Oh
right.
My God, Justin, you can't be a lawyer.
I know. But I know. I just, people do that to me after shows all the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
I went to the bathroom after a set the other night, and I was standing there like washing my hands. This guy's like, "You're really funny, man." I was like, "Oh, thanks, man." He's like, "Yeah, I'm with my wife tonight. We're not doing so well." I'm like, "I don't give a shit. Why are you telling me this?
We are not friends."
Yeah.
That was not an exchange. You just listened to me.
We're not doing so well. I'm sorry.
Right. Let me talk to her.
Yeah.
You know what, Jeb? Let me talk to her. let me talk some sense in this.
Things just aren't going so good. Maybe the comedian can help.
What is that?
I don't know. I think it's my face.
Yeah? I feel like I kind of have a bitchy face. I don't know why people know.
Yeah, you do.
You think she does? Yeah,
for sure.
I think absolutely.
When she's like, you for yeah, so people long. Do that to me, I'm like, really?
Right? Really?
I'd be terrified to open up to Christy. Fucking terrified. She's not going to give you like nice advice. She'd be like, get your shit together right now. All right? Stop it. Stop it. Grow the fuck up, Ivan.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
I guess I've known you for so long.
Right, but most people when they first see me think that I'm very different than how I end up being, because I kind of have a bitchy face.
Okay.
And I don't, but at the same time, like once I start a conversation with someone, like they just spill all of the beans. They tell me all of their things.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like, it makes it good like when a friend's going through some stuff. Mm-hmm. Like when a friend comes up to you, you can be very like open and honest and like they feel trusting. But when it's a stranger, I get so uncomfortable. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
You know, like
do
the guy.
Do people do that with you ever?
Yeah, especially behind the bar.
Behind the bar is a big one. Yeah,
that's a big one.
Right. It's like, dude, I'm pouring you beer. I can't fix your marriage.
I was talking to a cop. Like an old cop, and he was trying to decide whether or not to retire. And I'm like, dude, I'm 31. You should. Yeah. I don't know.
You want to double?
Yeah.
You want to start a tab or pay cash? I don't know what you want.
Exactly.
I don't know your life, man.
Cop getting drunk at a bar.
Right. Jeez. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like, the guy in the bathroom, like, I don't, like, oh, man, that sucks. Right.
And they trap you. Like, if you're just like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I have a lot of things I got to get done.
Right.
You're rude. So now you're like doing things, and like you keeping eye contact as you're like walking away and then like trying
and
to
And bartenders
stuff.
Have it worse because you're stuck there.
Right.
You can't go anywhere.
Right.
You know?
Maybe it's a profession thing. Maybe certain professions. No, but that's not true. Because we comedian. Started this. But maybe it's like a comedian because you're opening up to them on
if
stage.
I went
so
to
feel...
an open mic night and saw Jason Mraz working out new stuff. And then I ran into him in the bathroom. I wouldn't tell him what's wrong with my day.
Right.
Why is it comedians? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
If you go see like a good jazz band, you don't go to the trumpet player and be like, me and wife ain't doing so good.
It's the vulnerability, you know, you're being honest.
Right.
They believe you. So you did a good job.
Right.
Of acting like what you're saying is...
Like when people reach out to us on this show, I love it.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
We encourage it. Email us, text us, or social media. Let us know what's going on.
Absolutely.
Because like that, it's just like when it's... You're a bartender or you're like my Uber driver.
Right.
Like, okay. Like, is he bragging to me about how much chicks he get?
Right.
I had somebody that listened to my podcast come into my bar and ask me about relationship advice. That he's just like, look, I'm going through something. And I'm just like, he's like, you're Ivan, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, man, I got to ask you something. And I'm like, that's are you awesome. Serious?
Wow, that's really cool, actually.
He had a really good question. That,
that's really cool.
That,
that's kind
apparently
of awesome.
I gave the wrong answer to.
Yeah, of course. That's too much pressure.
Same it, Ivan.
Well, he's like, my best friend had a girlfriend. They broke up 3 months ago.
Okay,
and now
on,
he's
on,
seen
on,
her
hold
on the
hold
side.
On. My best friend had a girlfriend.
They broke up.
Uh-huh.
So now, 3 months ago, uh-huh. So now he's been kind of like seeing this
ooh.
Girl.
Okay.
And he's like, they dated for like 6 months or something like that. And he's just like, I don't know what should I tell him? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
what did you
go
say?
For it? Go
did
for
you
it.
Say
yeah.
Go for
I
it?
Said, go for it. And then I asked somebody else, and they're like, no, you can't do that.
But see, here's the thing. It's context, right? You were cornered behind the bar. If someone emailed us that, I could process it. I could ask my girlfriend. I could ask you. I could research it. And then I could give it to Christy to make the right answer.
Right.
But at least at least you have a little bit of time to think about it for a second. In the bathroom or behind the bar or stuck in an Uber. Like, you just, oh, yeah, that sounds fine, man. But in reality, I would be like.
I just ruined their friendship.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let's break this down. That's great. Okay, so 6 months. Best friend.
They've already been dating 6 months?
No.
The
prior.
Best friend and the ex-girlfriend
dated
for six months.
And have been broken up
for
3 months?
For 3 months. But they've and they've been seeing each other almost like probably a few months too.
Okay.
But the best friend doesn't know about it.
Okay. Ugh. I'm
sooner
under
or
the,
later they gotta
I am
cross
under
that
the is it guys? I am under the guys. Is that right in this?
I don't know what you're gonna say.
I don't either. I'm under the assumption that if you are it off limits.
Right.
Off limits.
Right.
Any girl that I've ever dated, I don't want my
ever? There's no time frame that makes it appropriate.
Time frame's okay. I think time frame's okay. I think after a while, I think time frame's okay after
3 months.
Well, 3 months is not as acceptable time frame.
Yeah. Mm-mm. It's got at least, they have to be broken up at least as long as they dated for.
They have to, it has to last longer than a pair of contact lenses. You know what I mean? Like 3 months is way too soon.
That's so weird. Maybe I'm just weird. I've been married for 10 years. I'm like, if I get divorced, I'm not going to freak out if somebody like is interested in my wife.
You get divorced in
one of your best friends dates your wife?
Alex starts dating your wife.
My cousin?
Yeah.
Well, it's just a little creepy.
Wouldn't creepy
on his side. Now, if my best friend Alex from Minnesota, I'd be like, oh, cool.
Really?
Because I don't see us having a very messy like breakup. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Why am I the weirdo here? You guys are staring at me. I'm sorry. I don't think that's a big deal. You guys' jaws are like dropped.
I think we all know me well enough and we know where my soft spot lies. I would fucking kill everybody. I would kill everybody in the whole wide world. In the whole wide world. If me and my husband got divorced and 3 months later,
Jackie,
an acquaintance of mine,
Jackie,
who I met once in the bathroom at a comedy show, started dating my ex-husband, I would lose my complete and utter shit.
Who's your best friend right now?
Morgan or Jackie or
so
Caitlin.
So they're single and they start dating Mick.
No, I'd kill. I'm very serious. It would be the biggest deal. I would lose.
But
I would
why?
Lose my
okay.
Shit.
Why?
Because it's because there's so much backstory to it. Like, how long has this been brewing? Have you been thinking about it? What, you know, like what?
Well,
like,
of course he has.
Right.
No, that's gonna be a no for me. Also.
Yep.
Yeah.
The dealing with the fact that there might have been feelings, the dealing with the fact that there might have been feelings as a backstory is a big thing, but also just that I am a big believer of like energy exchange, and I think that it takes time to weave two people together, and I think it takes time to weave two people apart. Now
that's interesting.
Granted. Mm. Dating someone for 6 months, it would not take that long to disconnect from that person. But that's why I say, like, it takes just as much time for me to detach from someone as it does for me to attach myself to someone. So that's why I say wait. As long as they dated, wait that long.
Can you be friends after a breakup?
Yeah, after time.
But not immediately.
Not immediately. Got to wait as long as you dated afterwards.
Right, right, right. So you and your boyfriend break up. Not obviously your husband. Like you and a guy that you're dating break up.
Mm-hmm.
You see him a year later with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
How do you immediately judge the woman? Do you immediately judge? Do you compare yourself to her? Do you judge what she looks like? Do you judge?
I'm still in the time frame where it's upsetting me to see them with someone.
A year?
Yeah, no, a year's too long.
A year's okay.
Yeah.
So you don't judge that other
if
person?
If I haven't moved on from, that's not true.
Let's be honest.
That's definitely not
but
fucking
can you admit
true.
That this is your problem, not like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is my biggest problem. This is my biggest fault.
This
is
something Chrissy needs to work on.
I'm an insanely jealous Scorpio, and like... My husband will be playing video games and some video game chick will be like, hey, handsome, you want to blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, who's that bitch? Why is your video girl so skanky?
Chrissy gets mad at the prostitutes on Grand Theft Auto.
You're talking about somebody like texting him while they're playing together. No,
you're
talking about the characters.
I'm talking about the fictitious character.
Why
like,
is
why
Princess
is so
looking
slutty?
At Mario like that? You tell her to go for Luigi.
The answer, Justin, the real honest
yes.
answer is I judge her immediately
yes.
size her up
literally
and then size up the connection between the
Ooh,
two of them.
Body language.
And the most fucked up part about this whole thing that I'm going to let you guys know is that if I feel like we were more connected than they were, then I'm cool. Or if I feel like the ex is upset by seeing me there, then I'm also cool.
Wow.
Yeah, those are the That's kind of heavy. Control issues that I carry.
What if he's like, oh, hey, it's good to see you, and then goes back to talking to the girl?
Oh, devastation. Absolute devastation.
We were sitting in Santa Barbara, and my cousin was engaged mm-hmm. to a gentleman.
Yes.
For like 6 months.
Wait, is your cousin's
girl? in Santa Barbara.
Gotcha.
He called it off. Mm-hmm. And then me and her and my wife are sitting in Santa Barbara. And then look who walks right in, right by us. And then you have to say hi. And they just broke up. We're literally like consulting her. Like, well, not consulting. Consoling her.
Consoling her, yeah.
And then he just happened to be in the same restaurant. And then he's like, okay, now I have to say hi to everyone.
Was he with another, was somebody else?
He was.
Oof. Yeah, the worst to me is like is I'll see this on Facebook too. Is like I have friends that like they'll break up with like their significant other, right? And then like and I'll go to the other like the girl's page and she'll have immediately posted a picture with like somebody else,
right?
And I feel like that is just so like I get what you're trying to do. I understand you're probably hurt, right? But to me to post that in like such a soon time frame is so painful.
My friend had a really good divorce post on Facebook last week. And she just posted a picture of like the whole wedding party. And she's just like, hey guys, I just feel like I'm not going to run away like most people do. I just want to apologize to all our friends that were with us on the wedding day. We made vows that unfortunately we're not going to be able to keep or we're choosing not to keep. And I'm really embarrassed and I'm really sorry. Mm-hmm. And she, the way it was very thoughtful. Right. And she's like, I'm not disappearing. And she's still, you know, herself on Facebook and everything.
Interesting.
That's awesome.
Because I would have deleted my whole account.
And then you post a picture of the happiest day of your life to make an announcement of like, you know what I mean? Like, remember this? Well, we're not here anymore.
Right.
You know?
Right. But you meant it when you said it.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Probably. Most people.
Hopefully. Oh my God. That's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. But I will say, I strongly stand by the it takes... For me, my personal time frame and what I suggest to other people is that it takes as long as you were together as to get over something. Like, that's just for me. The longer I'm with someone, the longer it takes me to get over someone. I don't know if it's an exact 50-50.
So you're saying if I'd get divorced now, I'm not going to get over it till I'm 40?
How old are you right now?
I'll be 31 next week.
No, but I do think that no one should be dating your ex-wife.
For 10 years?
Yeah.
No, poor girl.
You're,
no,
well,
I'd
no,
want
no,
her to be dating
friends.
Not anybody.
Like people in general.
Your best friends and family members.
They're good people. That's why they're my friends.
You're the opposite to the rule. And obviously, the things we say here are not blanketed statements. Like there's wiggle room. Obviously, you're the exception.
You said
to
jealousy. I have zero.
So
that.
That's different. At all. That's different. Yeah. I would go in to say most people.
Yeah.
Would not want their love of their life dating their
Mary would lose her shit if I started
dating
she,
one of
she
her
is
friends.
Just like you. She's super jealous.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
No.
I would like I don't want like if we broke up I wouldn't want her dating someone that
by the way if Mary's
has
listening
the same
to this.
Initials, you know, like if they have a J in their name, I'm going to lose my mind.
See, you wouldn't want them dating anyone ever,
ever no,
for the
of course,
rest of their lives.
Of course. Right. No, I just want you to be happy. No.
No, that's
I want
not
you to go
you
and
roll.
Live in a cave. Power down.
And the exception to the rule, right, is like as soon as you move on and you're perfectly happy, you no longer give a shit what any of your exes are doing. That's
right.
The way that's how it is for me. Like,
right.
Once I've moved on, I'm happy.
Once
I'm like,
you're happy,
anyone can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Now you can date my best friend or, you know.
Jealousy is such an interesting thing, too.
It's rough.
Because we were talking about that off air.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I don't play around with anything.
No,
that.
I don't.
Like, you will burn the whole planet down.
I hate jealousy. It just, to me, it's like gross.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying you're gross. I'm just,
I deal with it with
my wife, and I'm like, come on. Like, you know. By the way, Mary, if you're listening, we're not getting divorced. I don't want you to think that. Like,
this is your Facebook post to let her know.
Where's Ivan? And she's like, listen to Foster the podcast. You'll find out. He's dating your best friend.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, so we went off on a tangent. Oh, we were talking about people who dump on you. It's emotional dumping, I think,
emotional
is what it
dumping.
Is, right?
Yeah.
Emotional dumping.
Yes, and they're referred to as emotional vampires.
Yeah. Yeah, well, people will just call you and then just dump everything on you. Okay, cool. Talk to you later. Gotta go.
Right. And they just suck all the energy. You're like exhausted by the time you get off the phone.
I need to lay
but
down.
But they feel better.
But they feel better because they've unloaded.
Right. I started thinking about that Uber driver, though. Like, he was telling me that he was married for 30 years, right? They got divorced. Like, she, like, just totally out of the blue, like, just left him, right? Now he's, like, single in LA, driving for Uber and has, like, girlfriends all over the world. I'm like, good on you, man. It's probably not a terrible existence. He seemed happy. You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
I think it's super sad.
Yeah.
And I think people who are perfectly happy don't go around telling every motherfucker who hops in their Uber about all the chicks that they're banging. If he was just happy and content, he'd just sit there in the front seat with his big ass dick and not worry about it. You know what I mean? Not worry about sharing all the details. He obviously has something to prove.
He put the sharing in ride sharing. Oh my God, that's great. Okay, that's good for now. God, that's so
I feel
funny.
Like we talked about nothing, but that was a good time.
I feel like we did. I feel like this was like an episode of like Seinfeld. Like we didn't talk about anything, but
we
did.
About everything.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we talk about the time frame of jealousy and stuff.
Yeah.
I have so much stuff for the next like couple of weeks, though.
Good.
Yeah, I need your opinion on quite a few things.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I wanted to do this today, but we didn't have enough time. But I found a dating article or dating advice for women in the
1930s. Oh my God.
So that's
I've
very
also
timely.
Found yeah. Tinder for moms that I'd like
oh
to talk
God,
about.
Oh my God, yes. Okay, so bring that in next week. I'll bring this in next week. And then happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy holidays. Follow us on social media. You guys already do already, but subscribe to us on iTunes, Fossil Podcast. Give us a good rating on there. Give us a good review and follow us on all that good stuff. My Twitter and Instagram is at Justin Comic. The show's is at Foster the Podcast. Follow Ivan, follow Christy, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.